Blessed Titus Ziman was born on the 4th of January 1915 in Vinuri, Slovakia. He was born into a Christian family, and by the age of 10, he knew he wanted to become a priest. While at the age of 10, he recovered unexpectedly from an illness through the intercession of Our Lady. He promised to be her son forever and to become a Salesian priest. He completed his studies at the Salesian house in Szczecin and then entered the Salesian novitiate in 1931 before making his perpetual profession on March 7, 1938 at the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Rome. After having traveled to Rome for further studies, he was ordained to the priesthood on June 23, 1940 in Turin. This kind of determination was seen all through Father Ziman's life. The communist regime took control in Czechoslovakia and persecuted the church. In 1946, Father Titus defended the image of the crucifix and because of this, was dismissed from the school where he taught. In mid-April of 1950, when the communist regime in Czechoslovakia banned religious orders and congregations and suddenly arrested and began to intern religious in concentration camps. On the night of April the 13th to the 14th, the Slovak provincial believed it was necessary to organize secret trips to Turin so that the young religious could complete their studies, and Father Titus was asked to undertake the risky activity of smuggling them across the border to Austria. He carried out two such expeditions for more than 60 young Salesians, giving the credit for their success to Mary Help of Christians and winning the admiration of Father Pitti Ricaldoni and the other superiors in Turin. Father Titus had risked his life so that the vocation to the priesthood would remain alive at a time when the persecution of the religious was very heavy. The courageous priest once said, "Even if I lose my life, I do not consider it a waste, knowing that at least one of these whom I have saved has become a priest to take my place." During a third expedition in April of 1951, he and other fugitives were caught and arrested. While he was interrogated, he was often tortured and beaten to the point where his collarbone was broken and he permanently lost his hearing. He then underwent a difficult trial during which he was accused of being a traitor to his country and he risked the death penalty. On the 22nd of February 1952, Father Titus was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Father Titus was released from prison after 12 years on the 10th of March 1964. In 1967, he was given permission to celebrate Mass alone, and a year later was allowed to celebrate Mass publicly. However, Soviet forces started to invade Czechoslovakia, which caused Father Titus to worry about being imprisoned again and led to his first heart attack. He was suffering obviously from the long ordeal in prison and survived only for 5 years, dying on January the 8th, 1969. We live in a time when the persecution of our Catholic faith has entered a new phase. It is during times like these that we may feel like taking a step back. But may the story of Blessed Father Titus Ziman, who risked his very life all for the glory of God, inspire us Catholics to walk forth into the lion's den, preaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God and winning souls for Christ. Blessed Titus Ziman, pray for us.